Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
You know, this is something I don't know about you. My wife has a couple of tattoos, which I absolutely adore.
She does?
She does.
What are they of?
She has a scroll of the name Grace, which is our youngest daughter's name, on the nape of her neck.
Right.
At the back, which is hidden by her hair most of the time. And she has a kind of a yoga mermaid on her ankle.
Huh.
And I like them both.
How long ago did she get the mermaid-y one?
Oh, boy, she's had that most of our career. Most of our career, yeah. Our marriage is like a career. It takes work.
You got to work at it.
You got to work at it, yeah. Yeah, she's had it most of her marriage,
okay.
Actually. Yeah, and then the little Grace name, about a 9 months after our daughter was born. Do you have any tats?
Nope.
No tats. Okay.
No, I'm not really. I'm not really into inking myself up too much.
Got
no.
I've always thought about it, never have for whatever reason. But Ryan sent us a message on Facebook, and he's a little curious because he knows we're in committed relationships. We've been at it. We're successful. He's wondering about getting his girlfriend's face tattooed on his arm and wondering about the value of that. And I think, well, you and I probably have different opinions on that, but we could default to, you know.
He wants us to ask Siri. I don't think
Siri,
he wants
exactly.
her opinion anyway.
No.
Really, but I think he wants Siri because she's objective, and she pulls no punches. I think it's a terrible idea, Ryan. And I here's what I think. And I worked with somebody once, and they ran this out as a theory. And I think as a theory goes, it's pretty solid. Once you get someone's name or face tattooed on you, it's like the kiss of death
kiss
for
of
the
death.
Relationship, right? Then what do you do? But anyway, yeah. Let's go ahead and ask Siri. Siri, this is from Ryan. Should I surprise my girlfriend with a tattoo of her face on my arm?
I know on paper, it sounds like getting a tattoo picture of your significant other is a great idea for a surprise, but that is not the case at all. You want to make sure that they are on board with your tattoo portrait plan, because rarely does a tattoo picture look anything like the person that it is supposed to look like.
That's true.
Tattoo pictures generally look more like a cartoon caricature drawn by a sweaty weirdo at a carnival than they do a legitimate portrait. It will take all of their worst features that someone is insecure about and blow them out of proportion, and the last thing you want to do is remind your girlfriend about all of the things that she hates about herself every time you take your shirt off. Also, as you get older, that tattoo is going to look saggy and disgusting.
That's
instead
true.
Of a bad tattoo, just buy her flowers. It is really hard to screw that up.
That's true.
A lot cheaper and less painful.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.